Hi, this is your friend Emmanuel Dagger, and you're listening to the Miracle Cafe, the home of transformational conversations that serve to attract even more miracles in your life. The Miracle Cafe is excited to connect you with visionary guests, concepts, and modalities here to assist you in manifesting a miraculous life. It's my deepest honor to welcome you to the Miracle Cafe. Hey there, and welcome to the Miracle Cafe. I'm Emmanuel Dagger, and thank you for choosing to co-create another miraculous hour with me. The theme of this week's show is Following Your Bliss, and we'll discuss this theme with two amazing guests later on in the show. But right now, let's open up the show by setting a powerful intention. So the intention for today is that the energy of eternal joy touch the hearts of all those tuning in. If you agree with me, just say out loud, and so it is. Awesome. So today is a super exciting show because, well, in part because we have two amazing guests, but also because after the music break towards the end of the show, we'll be announcing three people's names who will randomly be chosen live on air that entered themselves in the Give Back raffle. And I created this raffle as my gratitude. I announced it a few weeks ago through my newsletter as a way of my gratitude to show the listeners that I'm so grateful that they've been tuning in and that they've been supporting the show. And we'll definitely have more of these in the future, these future raffles. So if your name doesn't get picked this time, definitely choose to enter the next time as well. But the three names chosen will receive one free session of their choice from any of my healing and coaching services. So you definitely want to tune in for that if you entered. And we'll definitely have more in the future. So, as you know, I always like to talk about what I'm also going through specifically, because I know when one of us is going through something, many of us are usually have gone through it or are going through something similar. So this week, or these past few weeks, what I've been going through is I've been choosing to move out of the why and moving back into the why not. So I've really been making a conscious effort to see in my life where I have those questions, why is this happening or why does this happen this way, and seeing and turning that around and saying, why not? So immediately that changes the vibration for me, and it makes life exciting. It's like, oh, what's the next chapter going to be? What's the next adventure going to be? So moving into the why not has really brought back excitement into my life, has really opened up a lot of new opportunities, whereas I might have not seen them before. They've really opened up new doors for me. So I've been really in that space of moving out of the why and into the why not. So I want you to also share what you've been going through. So if you're going through something that you would like for me to talk about on air, or if you would like to share with other listeners, please email me at emmanuel@miraclecaferadio.com, and I'll make sure to share that. So now I would like to get right into our gratitude. So as you know that I just absolutely love gratitude, and gratitude reconnects us consciously back to the love and divinity that is all around us. It's that energy that connects us to all that is. It raises our vibration and brings us back into alignment with our true self. So my gratitude for today is that I am grateful for new adventures. So just take a moment right now. What are you grateful for? And just affirm it out loud what you're grateful for. And just I'll allow you a few seconds to do that. Just affirm that out loud, what you're grateful for, and just feel into that energy. Good. And while you're doing that, I'd like to share some gratitudes that I always received. So this week, we have Kaylin in Texas. She is grateful for her new job that gives her the opportunity to experience something new every day. That's awesome. I love that. And Tyler in Chicago is grateful that he will be asking the love of his life to marry him tonight. Wait, I have to read that again. Tyler in Chicago is grateful that he will be asking the love of his life to marry him tonight. A big congrats, Tyler. Just let us know how it goes, and maybe the next gratitude will be that she said yes. So good. And if you have a gratitude to share, please submit it to Emmanuel at Miraculous. miraclecaferadio.com. So that's Emmanuel at miraclecaferadio.com. And just know that by sharing your gratitude on air, you're magnifying it, and you're blessing us with your gratitude, and you're also, by doing that, you're blessing yourself, so you're going to attract more things to be grateful for. So that's the gratitude segment. Let's jump right into today's roundtable. And now I'm so excited to have two extraordinary guests at the roundtable. First, we have alchemist fellow traveler Karen Mead and transformational facilitator and poet Tarek Bibi. Thank you both for being here today.
My pleasure.
Hi, Emmanuel.
So I know you guys very well, and I'm so honored to have you here. And today the topic is all about following your bliss. And it's interesting how I know I was talking to Karen a little bit earlier, and when we put this into the etheric world, we just put it out there that we're going to start talking about following our bliss, a lot of things came up for Karen. So this is going to be really interesting to share this today. So the first thing that I want to do is I'd like to open up by asking, we've heard it been said often by great teachers and masters that happiness is something we go within ourselves to connect with. Through your personal experience, have you found this concept to be true in your personal life? So Karen, let's start with you there.
Well, definitely. Of course it's true, but I think it's easier said than done.
Mm-hmm.
I think that my belief system has to allow me to know that the happiness is already there. It just needs a chance to flourish. It's what's there. It's in our DNA. It's like a plant that needs to be watered. And when we forget, then it withers away.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think what I've noticed before is that, you know, a lot of times I would think that if I do something, I'll get happy. And it's really just the reverse. When I can touch that happiness, when I can connect with that, then the other stuff starts to become a byproduct instead of the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. Yes. And Tarek, did you want to add anything to that?
While Karen was saying that, I was just imagining children and how ridiculous it would be for us to talk to children and guide them to be happy, because their natural state is absolute bliss in the present moment, running in nature, playing with a ball, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's inside of us. And I think just coming from that place of being and not trying too hard that's the vision I had when Karen was sharing what she was sharing, to reconnect with that.
So basically reconnecting with almost the inner child within ourselves. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Wow. That's a new perspective for me. So thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I like it too.
And I might refer to that later, because that's such an amazing insight for me, just reconnecting with that inner child. But I wanted to ask you, what would you say to someone who is still, let's start with Tarek, what would you say to someone who still may put a lot of focus on the outside conditions in order to be happy? For example, if I lose another 5 pounds, I would be happy. If I get another job, I would be happy. What would you say to them, for those who are still very much in that space?
I would say, first of all, if I get the opportunity to say someone else, I would share, but I also would, I constantly remind myself as well, because I do get caught into this trap of looking outside and then becoming aware from previous experiences I've learned. And the way I compare it to is sugar. That's the metaphor that came to me when I thought of this. And when I have sugar, or when I used to have sugar, I'll get the boost of energy for the first 5-10 minutes, and then I'll crash. So I think of outer circumstances giving me true lasting happiness as sugar, because it's not going to last. It might be pleasurable for the first while, but then you feel even worse than before,
mm-hmm.
from my experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I, when I catch myself doing that, I remind myself that true happiness does come from inside. And what I've learned from my experience, and hoping others can relate to this, is my unhappiness comes from resisting the fact that there are lower vibration emotions that, for whatever reason, I'm processing, especially during this year, there's a lot of that happening. So instead of resisting going into those not-so-good feelings, fully embrace them, go with the flow, feel them completely, and then you'll reemerge even higher than you were before.
Mm-hmm.
That's what came to me.
Wow. And Karen?
You know, whenever you sent me this question, the note I jotted down beside it was, you know, Dr. Phil on the TV, how he goes, well, yeah, and how is that working for you? And I thought, that's exactly the truth, because it doesn't work for anybody. We all do it, and yet it never works. I think it has to do with wanting to be in control. You know, it was that we could control that, if we could just get a little control. And yet, if the control that we need to control is the happiness. You know how Abraham said, first reach for joy and all else follows? I think that's it. I think that whenever, you know, if you first reach for that joy, that happiness, that being a playful child, the 5 pounds follows, the whatever else follows, or else it starts to not even matter anymore. You know? It's a change of perspective, and I think that I don't know if it comes so easily. I think that it's really in focusing, in that discipline of saying, this is what I'm going to look for.
And so you had mentioned that, you know, a lot of times there's a control factor in there. And so it's interesting because as we're trying to control, we think that we're getting happiness, you know, whether it's controlling a specific situation or people or whatever it is to get what we want out of that situation. So it becomes more about thinking that it's going to make us happy. But what I'm hearing is that by releasing and surrendering the control, that's where the true happiness comes in. Is that kind of...
After you go through the emotions that you're trying to control, so it's trying to avoid, from my perspective. So there is a process of going through the not-so-good feelings that you are controlling the scenarios around you to avoid going into those lower emotions because we were so wanting to only experience happiness and pleasure, but life goes up and down, and if we flow with it, we go through those negative emotions, we process them, and we come back even higher.
And
The one thing that came to me with losing the 5 pounds, it's a game we play. If I had this, if I had a bigger house, even if I had my perfect relationship, it's still outside of myself. The universe will still teach me the lesson that it's still external. Therefore, it's illusory in some form. It's not going to be true lasting happiness. And the experience will come for us to have to go within ourselves to find that true, authentic joy that comes from within.
Yeah, that's so beautifully said. And I just wanted to add on the concept that you said, when we embrace, that is such an important key to, I just want to reiterate that embracing our emotions, even the stuff that doesn't feel so good, when we go through that, when we walk through it, as you mentioned, eventually it starts, I just personally from my perspective, what I've noticed is that it starts getting less and less potent, those not so good feelings, they start becoming less and less, to the point where it's been a month or 2 months or 6 months. You look back, you're like, wow, I really haven't had those ups and downs that I used to when I used to resist and fight why I feel this way, and just accepting and going through it. Eventually you're just like, oh, okay, it's not a big deal, and it just kind of goes on and moves on, and you get back into your joy and bliss. So thank you for sharing that.
My pleasure.
So now this is the good stuff, and I wanted to kind of talk about how or what are some practices that you might use. I know we've touched on some, but some other techniques or processes that you might use yourself that you can share with our listeners to assist them in creating more of that meaningful happiness. What are some techniques? And let's start with Karen.
Well, as I told you right before we started this recording, the last 2 days, I have just been a little knot affair. We're about to make a huge life move. We're moving to another state, and everything has come up. And I have been panicked, knowing I'm going to be talking with you and others about happiness, and I'm not feeling happy at all. Mm-hmm. I'm like not happy any wrong side.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I did was I started unraveling it a little bit at a time. I just welcomed it in to begin with. I mean, you know, the Sedona method where basically I just opened up and said, all right, I'm scared. I'm really scared. And I was authentic with it. And as I became more and more authentic, it's exactly what you just said. I felt it slipping away. The fear slipping away.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost like second by second, millimeter by millimeter, drop by drop. And the more that I just allowed it and stopped resisting it, the mm-hmm. less important it became.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, you know, this is a practice. This is a practice the same way if I want to eat healthy food and I want to exercise
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
so that my body stays healthy, I need to do certain things. If I want to be happy, what I need to do is be responsible for the energy that I'm creating,
mm-hmm.
be responsible for my own part in all of this, be responsible for not believing everything that my brain tells me, you know,
mm-hmm.
and just say and do the work. And that's what's happened the last 2 days, so that by the time you and I got on the phone, I was pretty happy again.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had asked me that 5 hours ago, I would have said, oh, there is no way. And it's from the practice of having done this over and over that once I got back on that track again, my heart, my spirit knew where to go. It's
mm-hmm.
been there before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm, beautiful. So there's a lot of golden gems in that right there. And Tarek, would you like to add and expand on that?
I would love to, Emmanuel. I totally relate to what was just said by Karen about when these questions were presented. There was a little panic. Who, you know, am I the expert in happiness and whatnot? And I do have a joyful energy, but I am human and I go through ups and downs. So it really honestly transformed my life. I feel more myself today than I have in the longest time. Maybe it's because of these questions that really got me processing and thinking what really makes me feel truly happy. And I started defining happiness, not because the word happiness is different to every person, and to me it always had that temporary connotation to it, so I'll call it higher states of vibration, higher feelings. And I believe that the universe is continuously giving us opportunities to experience complete joy. If we use our free will to choose the experiences that don't bring us joy, it will be very clear by the way we feel that that's not something we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if that pattern continues, if every single experience is an opportunity for us to choose, this is not what I like to do, let me change and shift so that I'll have experiences of joy or higher vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Specific things that I do, number one, I think the first baby step would be catch yourself in those moments where you feel you're resisting, and like what was said earlier, try to find a way to let go, whether that's going for a walk, having a bath, dancing it out, singing it out, writing it out, whatever is best for you. You know yourself best. And I also realize that so you become aware that, oh my, I'm feeling that I'm going into a lower vibration states. That's fine. Know that this too shall pass. So you're going through the lower vibration states. It's gonna reach a point. At some point in the future, you'll be in a high vibration state. And even when you're in those high vibration states, that too will pass. So embrace it while it's there, and just when it's time for that to change to something lower, just keep going with the flow. I guess ideally, if we can embrace the high and the low as equal or opposite of the same thing, that would be ideal. That would be magical.
Mm-hmm.
Being present in the moments, starting the day with intention, saying today I would, you're setting specific intentions. I want my day to be a high vibration and everything happens with ease and grace. So taking the time to actually allow or ask the universe to have those days, your day the way you want it to be, it really makes a huge difference for me.
Mm.
being present, being grateful, deep breath, being present in the moment.
Mm-hmm. And what I'm hearing from everything that we've shared so far is it's almost like remembering. So all that stuff reminds you of your true nature, which is joy. Our true nature is joy, love, you know, etc. So kind of moving us back into that space, whether it's being mindful, present, you know, accepting where we are at so that we can remember again. So all this stuff, would you say that? Would you agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
Personally?
I would definitely, that is, that our natural state is joyous.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever all the barriers are removed, we get back to that essence. It's always going to be joy.
Mm-hmm.
It's innate. It's already there.
Yes. And I just want to add on to this is that for me, my personal practice is to be of service. So for me, it can show up as, you know, whether it's I'm volunteering for the Boys and Girls Club or if I'm, you know, going to help at a an elderly home or whatever it is, or if I'm just putting out positive energy, kind of putting an intention behind that I am being of service, how Tariq was saying, being intentional, and service to the self as well. So making sure that you are being of service to yourself so that you feel that you have the energy so that you can be all that you can be for the world. So being of service to the self and to the others all around you and your immediate space really brings me back into a space of joy and kind of moves me out of my own way, so I'm not really distracted with the thoughts and, you know, overanalyzing. I'm just kind of just doing and being rather than overthinking, you know?
I love that. I love that.
Haven't you noticed that... Oh, go ahead.
I'll say this real quick. Sometimes I notice I'm all caught up about how I can make myself feel better, and I do one selfless act to one person or a few people, and that just transforms my state into something so amazing.
Yeah, it's magical. Yeah. It is.
It is.
Sometimes I think it's like an oxymoron because it's the more I give, mm-hmm. the more I get filled up.
Mm-hmm.
And so the more that I can get out of myself and do exactly what you're thinking, whatever being of service means at that moment, mm-hmm. it's like it looks like I'm giving out, but in essence the reality is that I'm being constantly filled back up from that experience.
Mm-hmm.
So perfect.
And I want to say that a lot of people listening right now, they might already be doing this, you know, whether it's complimenting, you know, when you're at the coffee shop and, you know, you're saying, oh, you look very nice to the teller or something, just really, some people don't really realize that they do it. It becomes second nature. So just stepping out and realizing, you know, you don't have to do that. That's just such a wonderful gift of being able to move out of your own way and kind of be of service, because some people really feel nervous or scared to say, hey, you look great in that shirt or whatever. So really being mindful with even the little things of how you're being of service, being intentional and being aware of that will help you also come back into the space of joy. That's just something that I've also noticed as well. So let's go on to the next question. So one big thing that I've noticed that many people still attach to is how much joy they experience in their lives is measured by how much money they have or where they are in their career or how much success they've acquired. How do you feel we can move out of that energy, that space, and moving back into that understanding that happiness is a direct result of thinking we are way more than our job? We're not just limited in that small box that we are our job. We are kind of far greater than that. We are spiritual, amazing, divine beings having these physical experiences. So let's start with Tariq. How do you think that we can start moving out of that, measuring our happiness by how much we have?
Mm-hmm. Great question, Emmanuel. And I'm in and out of that trick as well, that trap. And a great tool for me is writing a list of things that I know from my heart give me true happiness, whether it's walking in nature, taking a deep breath, having a bath, singing, dancing, and knowing that when I'm not feeling great, I have these options. So it gives you a sense of power.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I've been there before. It's like a kind of drug where you feel like one more client or one more testimonial or one more, you know, it's just, and it happens. And like the sugar rush, you'll have that little feeling of a high, but it's not real because it's still external. I just remind myself that from previous experiences, mm-hmm. did that ever truly give me long-lasting happiness? No, it didn't.
Mm-hmm. And we know a lot of people who, you know, are very, very successful financially or whatever, maybe don't have a lot of happiness. Some do, you know. Let's say Oprah Winfrey, she seems to have mastered the art of being very financially successful and being very happy, but her happiness comes from being of service, which is, we shared that about earlier. But, you can be super, super financially successful and still be not very happy. So just wanted to remind that to our listeners.
Mm-hmm. And it turns out that not only when you do follow the things that are your true calling, your true passion, your true bliss, when you follow your bliss,
mm-hmm.
It turns out there's a great opportunity not only to make money, but make the most money in the best way possible. And there's tons of wonderful stories of people leaving jobs that didn't feel great for them or the corporate world and following their true calling and how it doesn't even matter about the money anymore. Even though the money's there,
mm-hmm.
that's not their main concern. They feel completely fulfilled within themselves, which is amazing every time I hear it, and it's happening mm-hmm. more and more every day.
So shifting out of making the money and the finances the priority and making it more of like a result. So it's just a side effect of following your bliss, and when you follow your bliss, the money will just follow.
Yeah.
Mm. Very good. And Karen, did you want to add, do you have anything that you'd like to share on that?
Well, I mean, this is my story. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. I left corporate America and I was completely entrenched. In fact, I couldn't even introduce myself without talking about my job. You know, I was so much into that. And yet I thought, when I left my job, I thought I would disappear. I thought mm-hmm. there wasn't any me.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I learned is with the happiness, it's all about being authentic. That the more that I could be transparent, the more I could be real, I could just be real, the less what I did, how much my bank account was, the label that was at the end of my name, mm-hmm. all of those things became less important. They became less and less and less important as I became more authentic. My confidence grew in the truth of my own spirit. It wasn't the truth that I have a big title and a lot of people answer to me and mm-hmm. I make a lot of money. The truth was I began to get in touch with that deep part of me that's so much more.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much more satisfying. And I think once you get in a place where you touch that place and you know it, I talk about addictive. That's what you don't want to let go of then,
mm-hmm.
is you want to hang on to that part, you know?
Yeah. And that's another thing, you know, the whole topic of being authentic and really, I think we've had a show on that, but you know, it takes a little practice to do that. Sometimes we have to look at ourselves and really...
it takes a lot of courage.
Yeah, a lot of courage and, you know, being really, really intentional with that as well. So big step. So for those who are choosing to be authentic, I highly recommend it, and I am fully, so you know, holding that space for you, because it can be a little bit challenging in the beginning, but once you get over that hurdle, it's one of the most amazing things in the world, really.
One thing I just wanted to add is I don't think money naturally came from within our being as a number one priority. I think, from my experience at least, it was passed down from parents, which was always the number one question and concern about the career.
Mm-hmm.
But within my own being, when I connect with myself, the priority is, am I doing what I love? Yes, therefore I am completely successful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And yeah, that's perfectly said. Yeah.
And also, am I being my true self? As Karen is saying, you know, being authentic, I feel that is success, you know? So,
Yeah.
am I doing what I love, and am I being who I true, you know, who I truly feel that I am? So those are
Yeah.
the two questions in asking how successful you are. That's beautiful. I mean, look how simplified it has become. And so we are almost finished with these questions. So I wanted to ask this one. It's quite important. Sometimes I've noticed we can feel unmotivated, maybe almost feel that procrastination coming up when it comes to following what we think is our bliss or pursuing our bliss. So what advice would you give to yourself or someone that might be in that space of unmotivation so that they can kind of move through that more quickly? So let's start with Karen.
You know, I think you already covered it in a really beautiful way, but I think the moment that we start to focus on being kind, on that smallest compliment, on the smallest service, maybe it's just opening a door for somebody, maybe it's just smiling at somebody in the car. Whatever it is, but as I invest in making a difference in somebody else's life, even if it's just the tiniest one, I get more on track with my own. I get more into my own bliss. You know what I mean? I get filled up. And I think that's my practice. When I start to feel that lethargy that comes over, that, oh, this is just too hard and blah, 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 whatever excuse, I know that if I get out in nature, move around a little bit, make an effort to connect with someone else, that very soon, that's going to pass, and I'm going to be able to move along.
That's good. Good stuff. And Tarek.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, like, I was in a, before I felt the highest states I've ever felt, I was in a low place. I went through a depression, which isn't really an opportunity for me to go deep within myself and find all those less than love emotions and experiences I've had and process them. And I feel like before that, I was walking around with this big garbage bag behind my back with all these stuff that I didn't want to deal with and trying to make my life happy. So if just knowing that you do need to take some time for yourself, if you're giving all this time to everyone else, take some time for yourself, cater to yourself, take some time to reflect about the things that make you happy and the things that are not making you happy so that you know you have options. And even if you can start a little bit every single day catering to the things that bring you joy, it doesn't have to be leaving completely your job, but incorporating the things that you love within your day. And life is what we make it, so you can have a day where you choose to create joy, and you can have a day where you're just allowing it to be what it is, but not really using that power of intention or creating joy, like smiling with people that pass by and whatnot.
So you're
Just
building.
know that, what's that?
So you're almost building. So you don't
Yeah.
have to be, it doesn't have to be as big as getting the new job. It can just be simple, and then it builds your confidence and even motivation to maybe at one point leave your job and go for some,
100%.
yeah.
When you're ready, the opportunity will provide itself. And if you could just take that one conscious baby step towards that, the rest will open up, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is perfect. You know, it's the infant steps. That's just so perfectly said. It's like one tiny step after another, and before you know it, you're walking around.
Because it, you know, it can feel a little overwhelming when we're like, oh, I don't like my job, I don't like this. So, you know, just those little things that you guys both shared is just so tremendous. And it is, you know, the pyramids have foundations, and they're built on these foundations. You know, and if they didn't have these foundations, they would fall, no matter how big or beautiful they are. So these foundations are little things that support it up and lift it up so that it can thrive and succeed. So that's kind of the idea that I'm seeing. I'm just seeing like a pyramid being held up. That being said, I wanted to make sure that we get you what you do, your personal, you know, if you have a website where people can find you, Facebook, all that stuff. So Karen, I know you have amazing essences that you work with and aromatherapy. Can you please talk about that?
Yes, I create spiritual aromatherapy blends, and There's lots of kinds of an aromatherapy, and the kind that I'm interested in is the kind that changes our energy. So that's the focus. I have a company called A Peaceful Path, A at the front, Peaceful Path. So it has a Facebook page, and I have a website, have a store on the web, mm-hmm. and I give workshops, and I write a blog called The Peaceful Journey, mm-hmm. and mostly it's just about this experience of having a human experience right now in this time.
Now, I want to ask you, is there an oil that you have that does tie in with our topic today about following your bliss? Is there one that you recommend to our listeners?
I've been using it constantly for the last 2 days to get over this. And it's an oil, interestingly enough, that was built on a happiness seminar called Happy Wow. for No Reason. And the oil is called Happy Heart. I made it for Marcy Shimoff, who wrote Happy for No Reason. Mm. And it's the whole focus of it is to lift us up, is to feel that weight lift off. So we can touch that happiness underneath.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Happy heart.
Happy oil.
Yay.
Happy heart.
Right. Awesome. And Tarek, I would love for you to share your website and information or any events you have coming up.
Thank you for the opportunity, and I would love to. So I would love to connect with the people that felt they could resonate with what was said here, and or if they felt a certain feeling towards my energy or whatnot. My website is www.tarekbibi.com. The very front page, there's an opportunity to be connected with me through an email list, and I do send daily intentions and prayers and basically wishing everyone energetically through intentions to everyone on that email list every single day.
Mm.
Talk about giving back and feeling fulfilled. There's that. And then there's, I'm on Facebook as well, and there's a Miraculous Manifestation Facebook group there.
And I know you have an event, or did you have an event coming up soon or something?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for saying that. Every single last Sunday of every month, there's a free teleconference call that I do where everyone's allowed, or everyone's able to call in and be part of the call. And every single month, we focus on clearing from the root cause. Last call was based on self-love. This call this month is based on money. So every single month it's going to be something different, and it's an opportunity for people to just shift in a very wonderful, easy way.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of the Follow Your Bliss, and that information's under the events section on the website.
Perfect.
And there's a free session button you can click in and experience transformation for yourself. And there's an actual product called Experience Complete Joy, which was created to help you clear everything that's stopping you from experiencing complete joy.
Nice. So perfect for what we're doing here today.
Definitely.
All right. Well, thank you, my beautiful brother and sister, for being here today. And, you know, you're welcome back again anytime. I've had just such a wonderful chat with you guys, and I hope the listeners as well. And we'll definitely connect very soon.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Love you, Emmanuel.
And with that, we're going to take a quick music break, and when we come back, we are going to announce the drawing and have the raffle live on air, and we are going to do a mini session around following your bliss. Stay tuned.
Welcome back, my amazing friend. The song that you just heard is called Live Your Life, and it's off of my Core Energy Therapy Music Healing Collection. And if it sounds familiar, it's the theme song to our show. So you can learn all about the music at magnifiedmanifesting.com. And all of the music that I work with infuses the 5 to 8 hertz healing frequency. And also, each song has a different core energy therapy protocol. So not only are you listening to music that is pop, fun, and upbeat, you're also getting a lot of healing and transformation at the same time. So make sure to check that out at magnifiedmanifesting.com. And now, as promised, we're going to announce the names for the first ever Give Back raffle drawing. So drum roll, please. I'll be pulling these out of a bowl. So our first name is Molly Keeley. Molly Keeley. The second name is Travis Putman. Travis Putman. And the third name is Jenna Woods. Jenna Woods. So if you heard your name, so Molly Keeley, Travis Putman, Jenna Woods, if you heard your name, please email me at emmanuel@miraclecaferadio.com for all the details, and I will be looking forward to hearing from you. And you are you have just received a session of your choice with me, any of my sessions that I have off of my Magnified Manifesting website, and make sure to claim your prize. So, and for those of you guys who did enter, thank you so much. We will definitely be having more of these raffles in the future, so make sure you enter your name again, and you know, this is kind of my way of giving back and saying thank you for all of you who are tuning in. So let's get right into our mini session on following our bliss. So just go ahead and close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through the nose. Just exhale through the mouth. Very good. Take another deep breath in. And release. Very good. And one more. And release. Very good. So for those of you who are tuning in for the first time and receiving this healing session, the work that we are using is applied quantum physics. It's a combination of theta healing and quantum physics. And you can learn all about the details by going to magnifiedmanifesting.com. But the quick idea is that we are allowing ourselves to clear the subconscious patterns, because most of our experiences are a projection of our subconscious mind. And a lot of these projections come from our experience, that comes from our society, from passed down from our ancestors, could be from the media, etc. So when we internalize subconscious programming that is limiting, it starts showing up in our life as blocks. For example, if you're experiencing some challenges with finances right now, you could be thinking certain things that are not in alignment with what you'd like to experience. For example, that it's hard to make money, that it takes a lot of effort, things like that. So the way that we work is that we will bypass the conscious, go straight into the subconscious, and release these programs, start opening you up to new neuro waves that are more positive and life-enhancing, so that it starts mirroring and showing up in your life as miraculous transformation, healing, etc. So, that being said, do I have your permission to connect with your energy? Thank you. All right, so before we follow our bliss, it's important to know what bliss really is and really register that understanding on a subconscious level. So can we have the universe give you the highest understanding, wisdom, and knowledge on a deep subconscious level of what bliss and what joy is, making yours the same as the universe? If you want that, say yes. Okay, for any time you might have felt that joy and bliss was conditional, that it relied on exterior conditions in order for you to experience, can we show you all the positive lessons from having any of those programs and beliefs that you felt that way? And then can we start healing and releasing and pulling and clearing all those programs that might still have you looking outside of yourself to experience bliss and joy, as opposed to going within. Good. Take a deep breath in and release any distractions, excuses, blocks, hesitations that you might have internalized consciously or unconsciously, still keeping you from experiencing eternal joy and bliss. Can we go ahead and release those blocks now? Good. Take a deep breath in. And can we extend this healing to your ancestors, past, present, future? Good. Can we show you how to enjoy your life and embrace joy, the energy of joy, and embrace the energy of bliss starting now? Can we show you that it's safe to be happy, that you are allowed to be happy, and that it's your birthright to be happy? Can we show you that you are worthy and deserving? Can we download you with what it feels like in your body and your mind to experience joy and bliss that is from within? Good. And if you find yourself in a space that is anything other than joy or bliss, can we show you how to quickly move back into joy and bliss without judging yourself in the process of maybe not being there at that time? So just embracing that it's happening wherever you are, whatever space you're in, and then moving out of it into a much higher space without judgment. Can we show you how to do that? Can we show you what will happen when you do? Can we show you that joy can come easy to you and great and in a graceful way? Good. Take a deep breath in and release. Good. Can we raise your physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental vibrations to their highest so you can easily anchor in all these transformations that you have just created here or something greater? Can we show you how to give yourself full permission to receive these transformations and healings that you have created and attracted today or something greater? Good. And can we call back all your energy from all time, space, to this present moment right here and right now, anchoring it all in so that all the work that you've created here starts showing up in physical form? Good. Take a deep breath in and release. Very good. Breathing in that joy again, that love. And breathe that joy and love back out into the universe. You might notice you're feeling a little bit lighter, a little bit more loopy and relaxed. Very good. And one more. Take a deep breath in and release. Excellent. So make sure you drink plenty of water. That was a really powerful healing. And also make sure you have some kind of protein today or tomorrow so you feel grounded. And just pay attention to what shows up in your life. Pay attention to your dreams. Pay attention to how you feel. Just check in with yourself in the next few hours, days, weeks ahead of the shifts that show up. And just really be grateful to the universe, no matter how big or small they seem, so that you attract more in your life. All right, my amazing friend. So thank you. This was an amazing show. It was such a complete show. It felt so, we did so much in such a little time. And make sure you tune in 2 weeks. We're going to have another amazing show with even other amazing guests as well. And just thank you so much for tuning in, for making this show a success. If you have any questions, please visit MiracleCafeRadio.com. You can check out all the archives. They're free. And also you can check out the Minute of Transformations, which are free, like, mini healings, and I have over 40 there for you. So make sure you check that out. And if you want another healing and you haven't subscribed yet, you can subscribe and you'll receive an hour healing, living your highest vision or something like that. All right, so sending lots of love. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you for tuning in to the Miracle Cafe. Sign up for our mailing list at miraclecaferadio.com to find out more about upcoming shows and special events. Also, by signing up, you will receive a free powerful energy recording titled Living Your Highest Vision. Sign up today at miraclecaferadio.com, and I look forward to co-creating a miraculous journey with you.